Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Wally Box here. Wally's here for his celebrating. We're going to celebrate his 15th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. He joined us literally, actually it's tomorrow, I guess. I guess tomorrow's the actual date. We're like baseball here. We keep up with these things. But 15 years ago... tomorrow, he became a member of our Brain Trust, and things haven't been right ever since. Wally Bock, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, sir. I'm going to go out and buy some balloons when this is over.
Well, and you know what your 15th, the Small Business Advocate Brain Trust 15th anniversary gift is, right?
I'm afraid to ask, but it's, tell me, Jim.
Well, you got it yesterday, the email. It's an email. It's called an email. That's what, you know, it's not diamonds or gold or paper, it's email. Wally, thank you for being here. Folks, Wally is the author, co-author of Ruthless Focus, among other things, Net Income. Was that right? The original one, Net Income.
No, the original one was Cyber Power for Business. That's
there
the
you
one
go.
We got the Inc. Award for. Inc. said that was a book that every CEO should own.
Right.
So,
and that was way
that
back.
That was a long time.
That was way back in the previous millennium. But anyway, Wally, you get the picture, folks. Wally knows a little bit about writing books. And that's what he does for a living these days. He helps people like you write a book. And Wally, so many people out there saying, you know, I got a book in me. Well, when you and I said that back in the day, that was like a pipe dream for most people, because most people couldn't get published. Today, if you want to be published, you can be published.
Yeah, and you can be published this afternoon, which is really
right,
scary.
Right. So tell us about what about this?
Well, I think the first thing there is the thing that Shelby Foote said, that every person has a book inside them, and that's probably where it should stay.
I remember Barry Farber used to, the one of the great talk show hosts said there's a reason the audience is in the audience.
But, I mean, you know, we've talked about this, you know, offline and so for years, but it's, what's happening now is you see people who say, well, you know, I have to have a book to compete.
Mm-hmm.
So if I got to pick the one thing that leads to crappy books, it's I got to have a book.
Yeah.
I got to have
a book. I need that. I need that special calling card. I need that credential or whatever.
I get that from a business standpoint, but the idea that, you know, quality doesn't matter, the idea
right.
that you don't really have something to say, that's not the book. The book that doesn't have something to say is not the book that's going to help you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you want to get out
So what should your attitude be about having a book? Let's say, obviously, if you don't have the desire, if you don't think you have a book in you, then congratulations. You know, your life will be very. You'll have a beautiful and happy life, by the way. But if you do have this desire, if you have something burning inside of you, how should you mold those urges, those feelings, into something productive and quality?
Well, we go through a process. A step in any process that I do with a new client is we've got a three-session thing where we work through that question. And the basic, you want to answer a couple of sets of questions. The first one is, why do you want to write a book? Why do you want to write this book? And why do you want to write this book now?
Why do you want to write a book? Why do you want to write this book? And why do you have to do it now?
Right.
All right?
Because you have to be able to answer them.
Mm-hmm.
Then, once you decide that you want to go ahead, you start to take a look at what are you going to write about. And I tell people, first of all, you got to have something that people will buy. I mean, it makes no sense to write a book.
Well, now, wait a minute. Because let's don't we need to also define what success is in a book, because some people could write a book for their family. Still, you still want it to be quality, whatever, but you could write a book for your family and only publish 200 copies and give them away, and you could be, consider yourself to be a successful book author of a book. What do you think?
I agree with you. Those are my clients.
Right.
Those people don't come to me. There's ways for them to get the job done. I'm talking about somebody who's
somebody who wants to be a success in the book writing marketplace is what you're talking about.
I'm talking about somebody who wants a book as part of their, for want of a better term, career or business success.
Right.
Okay. It may not be a big market success.
That's the literary extension of themselves as professionals, as thought leaders in their industry or their sector or whatever.
I mean, you know, because we started this way 15 years ago.
Right.
The reason that you had me on the show in the beginning was that I wrote some books about e-commerce
that
you thought were pretty good.
Right.
And if people said to me, we'd like to have you speak, what do you speak about? I'd say, here's my book, read the book. What you get here is what you're going to get.
Right.
This is it. And it was a credential.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, he's written a book. Well, the credential part's down a little bit because so many people can do a book. But if it doesn't have some kind of a business purpose for my clients, it's probably not going to have any of that magical success.
Right. Yeah. Well, especially, for example, if you're a consultant, you write a book about your approach to problem solving or whatever. Somebody gets the book and they sort of get an idea about how you would work with them. Is that what you're talking about?
That's the thing. You can also, I've had clients who've written books to do the basics with their customers. One of them is a roofer.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I keep getting all these questions about roofs. So
right.
I want to write a book about roofs, so I don't have to answer all these questions. I can just hand them the book.
Right.
And the side part of that is, it has his name on the cover.
Isn't that more of a manual, like a maintenance manual than a book in that case?
In his case, it wasn't, but it easily could be, and it would still serve the same purpose.
Yeah.
I think that's an
important point, and we're going to flesh that out because in the next segment, because when we come back, I'm going to ask Wally, in the 21st century, what is the definition of a book? And folks, here's one thing that you need to remember about this. If you're in business in the age of the customer, you have to publish. Now, whether that's a blog or a book, if you're going to be successful in the 21st century, you have to publish. 20 after. Right back after these messages with Wally Bach. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.